Welcome to the V-Wave Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by River Runners for Wilderness and is created by a cast of river lovers who understand the river resource comes first. On the shoulders of a healthy river, do we recreate ourselves? What comes second is river access, a very thorny V-Wave, all in itself. The V-Wave discusses these things and river ecology, recent river trips, river history, river management, and new changes on rivers. Have a topic you'd like to hear more about or help discuss? Get in touch with me, your host, Tom Martin, at rrfw.org. That's T-O-M-M-A-R-T-I-N at rrfw.org. Special thanks to Char and Trev, who came up with this idea. Today's V-Wave podcast is with Tony and Robert Perry, who have just gotten married on their river trip in the Grand Canyon, and today's podcast is going to be with them as they tell us all about how that all happened. Tony and Robert, welcome to the V-Wave podcast. How are you all doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. Great to be here.
Excited to be here, Tom.
Oh, you're very kind. So Tony and Robert, how did you guys meet?
So we actually first met on Facebook.
Okay.
Kind of just started from there. Talked for about a month or so, and my first actual physical meeting with Robert was on a river.
Which river? Where?
I was guiding on Nanahala.
Okay.
And I invited her up to go for a paddle.
Oh, how fun is that?
I was working for the NOC, and took her on a regular commercial trip. And then afterwards, we, enjoyed some time around the river afterwards and just had a great relationship afterwards.
So, Robert, you were guiding on the Nanahala there. Tony, had you been boating at all before you met Robert?
Nothing whitewater, just lake trips and some flatwater kayaking.
Okay. And when did you both do your first Grand Canyon trip?
I did my first Grand Canyon trip just 2 months after physically meeting Robert. He invited me to go on this private trip with him, and that was August of 2023.
Okay. Great. And how did that river trip go? Were you kind of hooked at not only first sight of Robert, but hooked at first sight of Grand Canyon water?
Oh, I was absolutely amazed. We did go, of course, in monsoon season, and that was an experience all in itself, but it's something that, truly amazing, and anyone that ever gets a chance should definitely do it.
As I recall, August of 23 was a pretty intense monsoon season. Can you open that up a little bit?
It was very intense. It rained every day. We endured several storms. Winds where they were pretty rough as to where our tent poles actually bent and completely knocked down a fellow member's tent that was there. So it was something else, but it was also nice in itself to actually see those waterfalls coming off the canyon, and definitely, I'm sure, once in a lifetime thing that I got to see.
Nice. So, the trip you just got off of, was that your next river trip, or was there another river trip in between there?
There has been multiple river trips in between there.
Okay.
So, I have been working at the Coe River for the past 2 years now, and then we actually got engaged at Golly Fest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
In West Virginia. Yep, on another river, yep, we were there running Golly, and we actually flipped our raft during that one...
Pillar Rock.
Yep, at Pillar Rock. And then it was that evening when we got back that he actually proposed.
Lovely. How fun is that? So clearly, river people. So this trip that you just did, Tony, was that your second Grand Canyon trip then?
It was, yep, my second trip.
Okay.
It was Robert's fourth trip.
Okay. You guys got engaged there at the Golly Fest. You could have gotten married, well, anywhere. Why did you choose to get married on the river in the Grand Canyon?
That is the most exclusive location that you can absolutely think of. I mean, how many people have been to Red Wall Cavern?
Yep.
Okay.
And actually do that and have the experience, the exact experience that we had, I can almost guarantee that no one in the entire world got to experience what we did.
It's a rare, rare deal. Okay, so I get that. Then it sounds like you guys decided that not only did you want to get married on a Grand Canyon River trip, but you wanted to get married at Red Wall Cavern. Why
Correct.
Red Wall?
It's such an iconic location. Anytime you see photos of the Grand Canyon, not only do you see the river and the high walls, but if anyone that knows the Grand Canyon sees Red Wall, then you know automatically that is the Grand Canyon. And we wanted to have that in our photo setup.
Nice. So tell me about your trip and getting to Flagstaff and getting to Lee's Ferry and who else was on your river trip, and were you excited?
So it was absolutely an amazing trip. We flew into Phoenix. It was 80 degrees.
Yes.
We took a groom shuttle up to Flagstaff. It was snowing. It snowed 6 inches.
Yes, it did.
We took the Moen Cobie shuttle up to Lee's Ferry, and there was a torrential hailstorm that lasted 45 minutes.
Wow.
It covered the ground in hail at Lee's Ferry. But we got our boats rigged, and we stayed at Lee's Ferry that night. And then from then on out, the weather was absolutely perfect.
Absolutely perfect.
I mean, it was 60 degrees at night and 80 to 90 degrees in the day.
Nice.
There was only one night that we had a little rain, but it wasn't anything tremendous. So, absolutely perfect weather.
Nice. And how many people were on your trip?
8 people.
Okay.
There were 8 of us on this trip.
And who was your trip leader? I think by some sort of law of the sea, don't quote me on this, that the permit holder as the authorized person of legal responsibility may have the legal opportunity to marry people, but I don't know about that. You clearly would have wanted to be a little more certain that whoever was going to say, you know, I now pronounce you partners for life, kind of had some bona fides on that. How did you work that out?
Yeah, so we actually found out, like, whenever we got together with these 8 people, which we actually met on Facebook, neither of us knew any of the other people that were on this trip.
Okay.
We did some biographies. The trip leader actually happened to be an officiant.
Oh.
So it kind of worked out really well. It was, I think, meant to be, as I guess you could say.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Tony, were you rowing a boat? Was Robert rowing a boat? How'd you work that out?
He was the main captain. I did a little rowing every day. Nothing through any of the big rapids. I'm a little too scared to do that quite yet.
Okay.
I did do a lot of flat water, some 2s and 3s, but...
Oh, good for you.
He did the majority of the work.
Okay. Okay, so there's a lot of kind of planning to figure this out, because you want to be at Red Wall for the service, so you got to camp somewhere near there, and then you got to go downstream to find a camp because you can't camp at Red Wall Cavern itself.
That's correct.
So what was the plan of the day, and how did that work out?
So what we had did is when we went over the itinerary with the group and the day that we knew that we were going to go to Red Wall, we actually took in the clothes that we were going to say our vows in, and we changed right there in our raft at Red Wall, went up, did the ceremony, and everyone in our group was absolutely amazing. We had the trip leader, the officiant. His cousin was part of the trip as well. She became my photographer. And then the other members of the group said a few words. We had a poem. And then it happened to be that another group was already at Red Wall when we got there, and they had a guitar. So our group members invited them in, so we actually got them to play the guitar and sing us a song. So
wow.
It was a really amazing experience.
Where do you remember where you camped the night before?
I do not right offhand. I have it on my phone, but I can't.
Robert,
do
you remember that?
Do you remember where we
camped? I don't know what the camp is before, but we arrived there about 11 a.m.
Okay. All right. So you get there at 11, you tie up the boats, you're where you want to be. And it's an amazing opportunity. You change into your wedding clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happened? Walk me through it.
So after we change our clothes at the raft, and we kind of walk up the hill at Red Wall, get up to the flatter spot so we can actually see out to the river, we have our eight members. And this is one of the things that I say that makes it unique. And I know no one in the entire world could have a wedding like we did. Because, of course, me and him were both barefoot. but not only that, but we asked that none of our members, you know, change out of their river clothes. They were all, you know, wanting to know if they needed to wear something special.
Uh-huh.
Like, no, we want to keep it, you know, as the river. So our officiant was wearing his splash clothes.
Okay.
And then one of the other members that had said a few words was in a full wetsuit.
Okay.
The photographer, she stayed and she was in a full dry suit. And then we had one of the other rowers, he actually did change into a tuxedo t-shirt, and he also wore a kilt.
Oh my gosh.
And he said a wonderful poem at the end.
Oh, lovely.
And then it happened to be that the other crew that was there, the one that sang and played the guitar was wearing a tutu, so
great.
It was quite nice.
Did you work on your vows ahead of time, or did the officiant just kind of
the officiant wrote everything and actually had us look over it before just to make sure that it was fine. And we just let him say his words. We did not exchange any vows to each other then at the time. We, of course, we wanted this to be special, but we also, you know, kind of know how we feel for each other and didn't want to take up any more of anyone else's day. So we kept it short, sweet, and simple, like we, you know, both wanted, and it worked out. It was perfect.
Lovely. Where did you go from there? Where'd you camp on downstream from there?
We had so many camps because this was a 21-day camp, and we did four layovers.
Okay.
And a lot of our itinerary, because we had only planned for three layovers, so a lot of our camps that we had on our itinerary had actually changed. So we would stop, you know. Maybe the wind was blowing too hard one day and we would just, you know, stop a little sooner and then pick up those miles the next day.
But
I cannot recall right off the top of my head all of the, you know, the camps that we had over those 21 days, but I do know that they were all really good camps, the ones that we did stay at.
Nice.
I basically can recall what happened after the wedding, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember that, Robert?
I do. Not the camp, but what happened after it.
Oh, yeah. No, wait.
Oh.
Okay. Keeping this PG-13 rated here. Moving right along. How were the rapids? How did Hance go? And
We had an absolute A-line at Hance.
It was a perfect line. He was a little scared because when he did his first private row down, he actually got stuck in top hole. So the last two times, he gets a little anxious, but it was a perfect line.
Lovely.
And when I say perfect, it was, you know, absolutely perfect. I was expecting to get more splash than what I did.
Well done.
It was a very good line.
Well done, Robert. Okay. Everybody else have good runs there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes. We had a zero flip trip.
Great.
Had a great time all the way down. We did kind of kiss
bedrock. We did. We actually touched bedrock. I did get a little scared on that one, but he managed to pull it off.
And that
we skirted on down that.
Okay.
And,
on the right side or left side?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, right side.
Okay. A little tap on the rock to make sure it's there.
I was working hard to pull right.
All right, good for you.
I think I would have been divorced 3 days later if I'd run left at Bedrock.
Well, now don't say that. One of these days we're all going to be running left just because the right side's going to be closed, and we're all going to get good at it. But till then.
Until then, let's stay right.
Exactly. We're doing something else, so that's all right. And then Dubendorf was good there?
Oh, it was a nasty rapid. Oh, my goodness. We did good, though.
We ran right.
Okay.
We did go through it. It wasn't nothing super significant. We ate a couple of waves.
Yep.
But, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad. It
wasn't that bad from the rower seat.
Yeah, good. Okay.
The people in front might have ate a couple of waves. But from the rower seat, I thought I did pretty good.
Okay, very good. Very good. And lava?
Lava
was a...
Oh, my gosh, it was perfect.
There was absolutely nothing wrong with lava.
I had told him after we got to the bar.
I think lava's a class one.
I don't know about that.
I honestly think it is.
I told him when we got to the bottom of lava, if he could have promised me that we would take that exact same line, that we could go back to the top and I would ride the bull down.
Oh, wow. Yeah, lovely.
It was a nice run.
Lovely. Did you take out at Diamond or did you go down to Pierce?
At Diamond.
Okay. All right. Lovely. Looking back now on this, it's only been a couple of weeks now. You guys are newlyweds. Do you have any thoughts or suggestions for anyone else who has this same thing in mind? Things you might do a little differently, or what you would suggest to others saying, gosh, you know, if we would have done it like so?
I don't think so. I think how ours went was absolutely perfect. I would not change anything.
Lovely.
And if anyone else, you know, has any thoughts about, yes, you know, they want to get married or any other occasion in the Grand Canyon and they had that opportunity, I would definitely say go for it.
Excellent.
From my opinion, I would say that it just luckily happened. Like, we didn't initially plan on getting married in the Grand Canyon. It just so happened that we got engaged at Golly Fest. And then I just one day asked our trip leader if him or someone in our trip was an officiant.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
So, I mean, if you're, like, trying to plan that out ahead of time, then I guess you, like, if our trip leader or anybody else on the trip had not been an officiant, we just got married somewhere else.
Right. And that would be hard, like, if someone wanted to know that, yes, I want to get married, going down the river and, you know, in the Grand Canyon. And that's how we know now is all based on lottery system. So it could never happen, or it could be years from, you know, when they want to plan that. So, I mean, it would be hard, but if they ever get an opportunity, if anyone ever gets an opportunity, I would definitely say go for it.
Lovely. So what I hear from you is you have to be sure you have an officiant on the trip if you want to do it, and then the other thing is don't overthink it.
Correct.
Keep it simple. Have fun.
Absolutely.
That's lovely.
Yep, very simple. The only thing we took out for the ceremony was, you know, what we wanted to wear for, you know, just that occasion, and that was it. Nothing else, and it was perfect.
Well, I look forward to the pictures.
Yes.
that's
going to
be...
We will definitely send them to you, and I expect them to see them in the ninth edition of the Guide to the
I'll definitely talk to Dwayne and Barbara and Hazel about that. Put them up on Rafting Grand Canyon, and I just want to tell you both congratulations and all the best in your future water career together. This is very exciting, and I'm just thrilled that both of you are willing to take the time to talk me through this. Is there anything else you'd like to bring into this podcast about this special time for you both?
I think we've covered it. I just think it was kind of meant to be, how everything lined up on its own, and it was really great.
Yeah, I mean, it really worked out well that it just so happened that the random trip we got on, that the trip leader was already an officiant. And we didn't plan that at all.
Lovely.
You know, I just sent out my credentials and her credentials. And, I mean, it's kind of fortunate that we both have extensive credentials to get on a road trip.
I'd say the stars all aligned here in a most wonderful way.
It did.
It did, yep, absolutely did.
It absolutely just lined up perfectly.
Nice. The sort of the perfect run.
Yes.
That is very true. The perfect run all the way around.
How cool is that? Tony and Robert Perry, thank you so very much for this wonderful V-Wave podcast. I wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you so much, Tom.